Today on 5-Minute Mondays, we'll cover the pros and cons of joining a podcast network. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you are new here, consider subscribing. And today, we're going to cover podcast networks. And you might be asking yourself, well, what is a podcast network anyways? How is that different than what I'm currently doing? So just from a general kind of standpoint, a podcast network is a group of podcasts that work together to promote and monetize their shows. That's what a podcast network is. That's really its core function. Some podcast networks have formal agreements with requirements for membership, and others are just simply a group of shows with similar audiences that enjoy collaborating together. And so they form a loose partnership with one another to facilitate those things, to facilitate growth and to open up some monetization possibilities. Podcast networks can be super beneficial depending on what your goals are for the show, but they can come with some caveats. So pro number one of joining a podcast network is that there's more cross promotion and that can lead to growth. Now, if you've been podcasting for any length of time, you know that one of the most challenging aspects of podcasting is getting the word out about your show. And while there are certainly marketing strategies that work, the one that seems to be the most effective for podcasters is being a guest on other podcasts. Because when you can find a podcast with a similar audience, you can introduce yourself and your podcast to their listeners for the first time. And a number of those people will start listening to your show as well. So with a podcast network, this marketing strategy gets streamlined because you already have existing relationships with the hosts of those other shows. And so you can work together on a much more consistent basis to grow each of your shows. The second pro to joining a podcast network is sponsorships. So if you're unfamiliar with the world of sponsorships and how it works, essentially in order to secure a legit sponsorship from a larger brand or company, you typically need to be getting tens of thousands of downloads every week to even get on their radar, for them to even consider working with you. But a podcast network can pitch the collective download numbers of all of their shows to get access to sponsorships that you couldn't get on your own. And the network organizer, whoever's kind of heading it up, will also typically handle much of that brand interaction and negotiation. So you as the podcast host don't have to spend a bunch of time hunting down your own sponsors. You can just rely on the podcast network to provide those for you. Now, let's talk about some drawbacks. Con number one is there is less creative control when you're in a network because your podcast isn't on its own anymore. Now you're part of a larger group and you'll probably have to adhere to certain content restrictions because what you say and talk about on your podcast isn't just a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the podcast network as well. And so I would recommend reading any network's terms and conditions thoroughly to make sure that you are cool with their content restrictions. So if they're a family-friendly podcast network, you need to know that going in. So when you're creating podcast episodes, there's not going to be any friction there. Then con number two, and this is one that you really need to pay attention to, is that many networks actually take ownership, legal ownership of your podcasts. And not just in the legal creative ownership, but also networks can dictate which ads you have to run, even if it's not really a good fit for your audience because they've negotiated that sponsorship. So you're going to run it regardless. They can dictate how often you need to publish new episodes, when you're allowed to take breaks, things like that. And then also how often you have to feature other network podcast hosts. So that collaboration piece that we talked about earlier can be a double-edged sword if you're constantly having to have guests on your podcast that you know aren't actually good for your podcast. Going back to the legal creative ownership, if a podcast network owns your content, that means that if you decide to leave that network, they own your podcast and all of your content. Even though you created it, they actually own it. So should you join a podcast network? Well, if the network is a good fit and the terms are agreeable, then podcast networks can be a great benefit to your podcast's long-term viability. Just make sure you read the terms and conditions thoroughly so you don't find any surprises down the road. That is it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or you can subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something you want me to talk about on a future episode, you can click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.